Welcome to the All Financial Hour with Steve All.
My job is to sit down with people and actually figure out what their wishes, hopes, and dreams are.
Powered by All Financial Group, where your money matters.
Clients come in, Steve, what can you do for me? Can you protect my assets? But I'd like to participate in the market if the market goes up. And if you can get me a predictable income, those are great. So we build our philosophies around the three P's.
Steve All and the All Financial Group want to help ensure your plans are on track for the retirement you deserve.
It's about a standard of living, not an amount of money. It's how they want to live in retirement.
And now, the All Financial Hour, because your money matters.
Welcome to the All Financial Hour with Steve All. We appreciate you joining us here today. My name is Jessica, and I'm alongside with Steve each and every single week. And we're tackling those tough topics that you're hearing about when it comes to the market, all the swings left and right, high inflation. Where are we going with that? We got tax day coming up in just under 90 days. So we'll get to all these topics in just a few moments. Before we get started, 636-230-8824. 636-230-8824 is the phone number. Of course, the website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. Steve, welcome, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I think it's absolutely wonderful when you can wear flip-flops in St. Louis in January. I mean, you know, a week or two ago, we were sub-zero. Everything's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm out and I was doing some work around the house. I was actually taking the Christmas decorations down and I had my flip-flops on and I had to go somewhere. And I said, is it okay to wear flip-flops in January in St. Louis? And then I thought about it for a second. I went, it's 64 degrees outside. You can do anything you want. So
exactly.
I wore my flip-flops and I said, I think that's the first time I've wore flip-flops out in January since I've been in St. Louis. It's just
wow.
crazy weather. Things are going well. Things are picking up at the offices. The events are kicking back in. You know, we're doing a Fox Theater event that I've always wanted to go on the tour there. So Megan, you know, we're talking about it in marketing. I said, let's go ahead and do it. We announced it. It sold out.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
In 24 hours after it was announced, it was booked. So now we have a waiting list for that. So that's a lot of fun. We have the Deanna's event, you know, coming up for Women in Wealth later on January. And then we have client events and just stuff like that. It's just, I love that new time of the year because I think everybody's excited and positive markets always help that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when positive markets, so it just goes and it's having a lot of fun. And I think that's the greatest thing about this industry for me is, no, I don't like it when markets are negative, but I have fun no matter what happens in the market. And I think that's really what financial planning is all about.
Yeah, and financial planning and talking about your financial future, that should be fun. It should be exciting, not overwhelming and complicated. And you make it a fun experience to say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you guys worked really hard for the past 40 plus years. You know, let's look at the next chapter of your life. Let's put this, you know, all this money you've worked so hard to save, let's put it to work and give you that retirement you've always dreamed of.
That to me is the added peace of mind that I'm going to be okay, because most people don't know. That fear of running out of money is so strong within people, and I don't care how much money you have. You know, you can have a very large nest egg and be concerned about it. A smaller nest egg, you're concerned about it. And the idea of it is until you actually come in, sit down and talk with us, you're really not sure where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where most of the fear comes from.
Absolutely.
Normal clients, when we have years like 2022, you know, they come in, they're not happy with returns, but it gives them that availability of saying, things aren't as bad as it sounds like in the news. And I think that's the most important part of having somebody walk with you during your retirement years versus just saying, okay, we'll worry about your rates of return. And mm-hmm. these years just happened. Next year will be different. I think being with people is the most important part of my job.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're talking about the fear and anxiety folks have had, rates of return, et cetera. You know, it gave me some time to sit back and reflect as we are in a brand new year here, 2023, to look back at 2022 and put together a little summary, a little recap for you. It was actually the worst year for the stock market since 2008. The S&P was down 19.4%. The NASDAQ was down 33%, and inflation reached its highest levels in 40 years, topping off at 9%. The Fed actually raised interest rates throughout the year, totaling 4.25%. bottom line, guys, really tough year. Certainly, you know, we all were kind of going through it financially here. The question is, how did you do? Did you lose as much as the market average? Did you have to dip into any retirement savings because you made some wrong decisions? Steve, you know, if somebody's tired of riding this roller coaster in the market, what can they expect from sitting down with you and going through that portfolio review?
It's the idea around the portfolio review is when we bring people in is to do an analysis, a third-party analysis on what you're currently holding. What do you have in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, whatever you have is kind of looking at that picture and then giving us an idea of how much risk you're taking and what kind of reward you are getting. You know, I've ran these things where I ask the simple question on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at? I'm a 1 or a 2, and I analyze their portfolio, and they're like a 9 or a 10.
Yikes.
And I said, this really surprised me. She looked at me, and she said, well, I said it that way in my 401k when I started working, and I've never changed it. That was 30-plus years ago.
Oh, man.
So you have to look at those things, and I think it's very important when we do it. You know, Bob and Betty had come in. They got the comprehensive retirement plan. They got the whole thing. But when we started to look at it, you know, Bob was one of those 9 or 10 investors. You know, I'm as risky as you can possibly get. Betty was more in that 3 to 4. She didn't like the risk that was being taken. So I sat down with Bob, and I looked at it and I said, Bob, you have the capacity to take risk. And he goes, yeah. I said, your attitude's fine. You're okay if the markets are up, the markets are down. It doesn't really bother you. He goes, yes. And then I said, do you need to take the risk? And he kind of sat there for a minute, and he goes, no, I really don't. I said, I'll agree with you. I said, you've done a very good job of savings. You know, we might need to look at your tax strategies. We have to look and see how are you going to take income from this portfolio that you've built. You know, we're going to talk about Social Security optimization. You guys are going to have, quote, legacy estate planning needs. You're going to have that. You did a very good job, and you are going to pass on assets to your children. But the idea around it of it is, do you need to take that heavy, heavy risk that you're taking? I said, because I look at it and I said, if the markets returned 25 to 30% next year, would it change your lifestyle? And he said, no, probably not. I said, but if it's down 25, 30%, would that change your lifestyle? And again, it was probably not, but psychologically, it would a lot. So if you're not sure where you're at in that retirement picture, and you're not sure with all the market volatility that's going on right now of where you're at in your retirement planning, give us a call now. Ask for the comprehensive retirement plan. You know, if you have $500,000 or more in investable assets, give us a call right now. Our planning process will walk you through those things I did with Bob and Betty. Tax strategies, income generation, Social Security, estate planning, legacy planning. Taxes is probably the most important one. You know, if you got more than $500,000, those strategies that we implement have a lot more effect on people that have $500,000 or more. So if you've got that, give us a call now.
That phone number is 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. Again, that's for that comprehensive retirement plan. Guys, a really great opportunity to, you know, start the new year off on the right foot, make sure that you are properly protected and prepared for whatever comes our way here in 2023 regarding market volatility, et cetera. 636-230-8824, the website, again, yourmoneymatterstl.com. Steve, just a few moments ago, you were talking about this event that Deanna in your office, she's going to be hosting a Women in Wealth event coming up on January 25th. Super, super great information there. Tell me about it.
With the Women in Wealth, they won't let me go to it, you know, because it's predominantly
girls
for the
only.
Women. It's the ladies only. It's you come, bring a friend type mm-hmm. of a deal. And it's not a sales pitch, but the planning process is the same, but it can be interpreted slightly different. You have to look at things like what women on the average will live longer than men. In some family, the woman is the financial person. In some families, the husband is. Have you looked at what's going to happen when your husband passes away. So those are the things that we like to look at. And Deanna, when I built the firm, I wanted a female in there. And the reason why was because I know we communicate differently, you know, and it just makes it so much easier. So we hired Deanna about 5 years ago. She's a certified financial planner, does a fantastic job at these presentations, and people like her. So it's the idea around it of it is if I can talk with somebody that I believe understands me, I think that's the most important thing that you have. And again, it's at the Lodge of Pere, starts at 6 o'clock. Deanna Orff is going to be doing the presentation. I'm going to say, I know it's radio, but I'm not going to be there, but I want you to be there to meet my team, because I think my team is so important to the overall picture of the All Financial Group.
Absolutely. Again, if you want more information about attending this event coming up on January 25th, again, Women in Wealth, give a call right now, 636-230-8824. More details on the website at yourmoneymatterstl.com. Coming up next, Congress has passed something that's supposed to make it easier for you to save money that'll be untaxed longer. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. We'll be right back. For all the women listening right now, I want you to picture a financial advisor. What do you see? It's usually an old guy in a suit. Now, you and your husband, you're meeting with said advisor. Who's he talking to? Him. That's the problem. Deanna Orff of the All Financial Group has seen this failure in the financial industry for years, and she's doing something about it. Join Deanna Wednesday, January 25th, for an exclusive women's event called Women in Wealth. It's time to talk about your 401k, your business, and your concerns about retirement in a setting where you're heard and you don't feel uncomfortable asking questions. 92% of women say they want to know more about financial planning, and this could be a great first step. This Women in Wealth event that takes place on January 25th is free, but you do need to RSVP. Call 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Or go to yourmoneymatterstl.com.
Questions for Steve about today's show? Call us now at 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Now, let's get back to the show.
We appreciate you joining us here today for the All Financial Hour with Steve All. You can always get more details on the website at yourmoneymatterstl.com. Better yet, we have team members available to take your call off the air right now, 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Congress has finally passed what's been referred to as Secure 2.0. It's actually a bill that's supposed to help Americans save more for retirement and leave that money untaxed longer. Sounds good, but Steve, can you run down what the new law actually means?
Let's just look at a couple parts of that new law. The big part of it is it did postpone the required minimum distribution one more time. You know, a couple years ago, 70 and a half, then it moved to 72. This year, it has moved to 73. So if you turn 72 in 2023, you are not required to make a distribution from your IRAs and 401ks. You can, but you're not. There's no requirement. The other thing that they did to try to assist people was the automatic enrollment, that the new plans that are come into effect in 2025, they are going to have to automatically enroll people into a 401k if it's offered by the company. That 3% to 10% is what they're going to require it to do. The idea is to get more people participating earlier, because that is the name of the game. The earlier you start, the easier it is. And then for those that might not have paid in as much as they could, or they were paying for high schools and colleges and they just didn't have it, they are going to up the catch-up provisions so that you can put in it like $7,500, and they've upped it for the 401ks to say, give them a little bit more money that they could put in. The other one that I thought was important that never made sense to me was if you had a Roth 401k at work, you had to take RMDs once RMD started. Well, if I have a Roth IRA, I don't have to take RMDs on that. So they changed that rule to get the Roth 401ks and the Roth IRAs on the same page when it comes to required minimum distributions. So I think those were the most important things as it came with. And a lot of people say, well, isn't that great that the I don't have to take a distribution until I am 73 years old. And I look at it, see, if you haven't saved, I think it can be a great thing. But what if you were one of those people that diligently saved your entire lifetime? You have what I like to say is, you know, too much money in your IRAs and 401ks. And people look at me and say, what do you mean I got too much money? I said, it's creating a tax time bomb. When we first started putting in money, they said, you're going to defer this money and you're going to be able to take it out when you're in a lower tax bracket. Well, in my experience, a lot of people are in the same or a higher tax bracket in retirement. And people go, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. I said, remember, any dollar you take out of an IRA or a 401k is taxed as ordinary income. So if you've diligently saved and you're the one that says, great, I really didn't want to have to take those required minimum distributions anyway. I don't really need it. I've got the money in my Social Security and I've got the money from my pension. And I would have to just pay the taxes and reinvest it. A lot of people think that's a good thing. But the other thing that they changed with the Insecure Act, it was called Secure Act 1.0, was there's no stretch IRA once we pass away. Our children have to take it out over 10 years. So you used to have to start pulling a little bit of money out every year at 70 and a half. Then they changed it to 72. Now they're going to 73. And the idea of it is there will be a larger amount in that IRA or 401k when you pass away. So that tax time bomb that we're passing on to our children can be very, very difficult. And I look at it and say, well, you know, what do we mean large? If you've got between 250 to 750,000 in an IRAs and 401ks, I believe you've got an extra large. And if you're at 750,000 to 1.5, you probably have a double X. Tax planning would be very important for you to look at. If you've got 1.5 and above, a double X or a triple X, yes, you need to look at it because that tax time bomb you could be passing to your children could be very important. And I've got three things in my experience of being in this industry that almost everybody has the same. One, I want to increase my net worth. Two, I want more control of my money. And three, I want to pay less taxes. Because I get a lot of people that say, Steve, I didn't plan on leaving all this amount to my kids. Let's let them worry about it. And the question that I follow back up with is, would you rather leave it to your children or to the IRS? I've never had anybody that say they would rather leave the money to the IRS.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
One person do it. So if you're in this case where you have saved diligently and you're concerned about passing that tax time bomb on to your children, give us a call now. Ask for that tax analysis, because I believe that eliminating or reducing taxes in retirement is the best thing you can do for your retirement plan. And again, if you saved over $500,000 or more, give me a call. Let's ask for that tax analysis plan.
That phone number, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. Again, all about being tax efficient and keeping more money in your pocket than in Uncle Sam's. If you have over $500,000 saved in investable assets, give a call right now for that tax analysis, 636-230-8824. The website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. You know, this past year, we saw sales of annuities. They were skyrocketing. And retirement savers, they're seeking guaranteed income amid high inflation and market volatility. So for those not familiar with annuities, Steve, or maybe they've heard some negative things, what do they need to know?
I think that the annuities are it's a word that I know when I say sometimes people grow horns. And there's good and bad. I'll just put it that way. Jack and Dorothy came in the office, you know, and they asked the question. And Jack just looked at me and says, don't even talk to about it. He goes, I hate annuities. And I just looked at him and said, Jack, I hate most of them, too. Which kind do you not like? And he just kind of froze for a minute. He goes, what do you mean?
Yeah. What do you mean? Which kind? Yeah.
And I'm going, I said, Jack, there's different types of annuities out there. You know, there's the single premium immediate annuity when you are trading an asset for an income stream that starts immediately And when you pass away, that income stops. Mm-hmm. Your heirs get nothing. You can do it joint for both you and Dorothy, or you can do it just for you. I said, that's the one that most people don't like, because they say, I've just given my money to an insurance company, and if I die, they keep the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a single premium immediate annuity. Most of the time, that's not been a real good tool. The only bad thing is, as interest rates rise, it starts to pay a little bit better. And then I looked at it and I said, there's a fixed annuity. A fixed annuity says, I'm going to give you an interest rate for a set period of time. Sounds a lot like a CD in a bank, but a CD in a bank is guaranteed by the government, and a fixed annuity is guaranteed by an insurance company. So I said, that's another time. I said, then you got the variable annuity. Your money's at risk in the market. If markets go fantastically high during that time frame, great. You get all those gains. If the market goes down during those time frame, we don't like that, because we get all the negatives too. But it does have some tax advantages when we start to look at non-qualified money. Then the third kind is the fixed indexed annuity. It's not money in the market. It can't go down due to market volatility. And the interest that you gain is going to go from an outside index will control that. And he just kind of said, well, that's the one that I don't like. He said, I don't want to give my money to an insurance company. I said, yeah, that's what most people think. I said, for myself, let's not worry about talking about annuities now until we find out what you need within your retirement plan. So let's find out what the quote need is. Then we can look at a possibility of how to solve the solution. If my goal is I have a gap in my income, it's a $2,000 a month between my lifestyle, my pension, and my Social Security. If I can set aside enough of my money to guarantee that $2,000 a month income for the rest of my life,
mm-hmm.
would that make sense for you?
Yes.
And he just kind of looked at it and he said, yeah, if that's what you need. I said, we haven't completed the analysis, but if that's what you need, I think that would work. And he kind of goes, yeah. And then he looked at me and he said, and I said, well, what about if your incomes are all taken care of? Your pensions take care of it. Your Social Security, all your incomes are taken care of. But you've got this nest egg out here that you would like to protect so that you could pass it on to your children. And you don't want to have 30 to 40% declines in it. And I said, that fixed indexed annuity? It can't go down due to market volatility. Now, it might not rise as much. There are usually limitations on it, depending on the product that we would look at the time. You might have caps. You might have participation rates. Those are the things that need to be explained when you're starting to look at an annuity. But I said, if we figure out that's the purpose and that's what you're looking for, I can't find a better tool to protect your assets from market volatility. So that's when Jack just finally said, he goes, I guess I've gotten a lot of bad information about annuities. I said, yeah, I think a lot of people have. I think a lot of people have over time. And that's like I said, I hate a lot of them too. But boy, for the right person, the right financial tool at the right time, there's nothing better. You know, it's the idea of it as, if I am going to put a nail in a wall, I don't want to use a screwdriver. Mm-hmm. Give me the proper financial tool. Give me what you need in your retirement plan. Then we'll find the tool to do it. And I believe an annuity can work. And if you think about it and you look and say, could an annuity assist us? Give us a call. Team right now, we'll get together. We'll analyze your portfolio. Find out what you may or may not need within your retirement portfolio. Everybody's situation is different. Give us a call right now.
For that annuity stress test, that's a great opportunity to see if this is a fit for you, filling in those gaps, making sure that you are going to have that income for life. Again, that annuity stress test, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. The website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. Coming up next, how diversified should a portfolio be during these volatile times? We'll tell you. Stay with us.
Want to retire with confidence? Get more details at yourmoneymatterstl.com. Now, let's get back to the show.
We appreciate you making us a part of your day. This is, yes, of course, the All Financial Hour with Steve All. My name is Jessica. We love hearing from you. The phone number, 636-230-8824. 636-230-8824. Again, the website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. So how diversified should a portfolio be during these volatile times? Well, one study found that most believe it takes only 30 holdings to be diversified. But one chief investment officer recently said it should be more like 200 stocks. I mean, that seems insane, Steve.
Well, you know, when we start talking about diversification of a portfolio, I think in a lot of cases, 200 stocks is low. You know, when I start to look at individual stocks, and everybody's portfolios are different. So I think most people owning individual stocks is probably not a good idea. Why? Because that one stock, if I'm too heavily invested in it, can go up or down. It can hit home runs or it can strike out. One major complaint or lawsuit against the company that you own, and your value drops tremendously. So I think diversification is very, very important. You know, and I'll kind of walk through one of the scenarios that we had. Pat and Kenny came in. They asked for the comprehensive retirement plan, the risk-reward analysis. So we looked at it. They had 20 to 30 different mutual fund managers that were managing their IRA accounts, both traditional and Roth, and their non-qualified or after-tax brokerage accounts. So they had close to 30 different managers. We put it all together, ran the Morningstar reports for it. And although they had almost 30 managers doing it in a different way, they were all holding almost the exact same thing. So they had a diversification of managers, but they really did not have a diversification of their holdings. You know, and that's like saying, okay, if I have 30 managers and I'm doing large caps or big stocks or any kind of thing, do you think that Apple might be a part of most of those? What about Microsoft? So a lot of the companies were holding the exact same thing. And that's when we look at true diversification is around, do I have investments that don't correlate with each other? Because if they all go up when the market goes up and they all go down when the market goes down, that's a complete correlation. They're doing the exact same thing, even though we have a different manager. So I look at it, I think diversification means I have part of my portfolio that will rise when markets are up. And I got parts that won't go down when markets go down. So those are the things that I start to look at that I think are very important when we do the risk reward. I usually look at it and I sit there and I say, most people are taking a lot more risk than the reward they're getting from their portfolio. That's usually an answer that we see, you know, because everybody I want the biggest return possible. And I'll agree with you. I believe your investments should be based on need, not greed. Give me the best return that I can possibly get with the least amount of risk possible. I think when we look at that, we look at different types of diversification. So let's look at that. So if you're concerned and you're not sure where you're currently at, if your money's predominantly in a 401k, it's predominantly in aggressive, there's not a lot of places to hide in a 401k. Come in. We'll run that risk reward analysis. We'll look at your diversification. If you're over 59 and a half, it might make sense to actually move money from the 401k to an IRA, which if done properly is a non-taxed event, so that we can look and say, how could you diversify your assets so that you're not don't have all your eggs in the same basket? So again, if you're unsure if your portfolio is diversified, give us a call now. Ask for that risk reward analysis. We'll run it for you. If you have $500,000 or more in investable assets, give us a call. I believe that the pillars of retirement planning are 1, income planning, 2, risk versus reward, what we're talking about right now, 3, legacy planning, 4, long-term care, and taxes. Reducing your taxes in retirement is one of the best things that you can possibly do for a successful retirement. Give us a call now.
For that risk-reward analysis, 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. The website, of course, yourmoneymatterstl.com. This is a really cute story. There's an 8-year-old boy in Kentucky. He wanted an Xbox, and he was willing to get a job and earn the money for it. But Nash Johnson, he filled out an application to be a dishwasher at a local restaurant, even though, of course, he's falling short of the legal age of 16 to work.
It didn't ask me the actual age, and it didn't ask me when I was born, so I So I was under 18.
He's like, I can get more money if I go get me a job. That's going to give me more money than doing my chores at home. The $5 a week gets me.
First of all, good job for him thinking outside the box, right?
I love this kid. I would like to find out. This is one of those ones that I'd like to find out what this kid's doing 20 years from now.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be going places if he's already thinking, you know, how do I start accumulating?
It's like they didn't ask me how old I was and they didn't ask me my birthday. You can't ask that question on a job application anymore.
That's right. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He is not wrong.
He didn't do anything wrong. And I, like I said, I love this kid. I do. I want to find out where this young man is going to be 20 years from now.
Well, maybe we'll see his name again. Unfortunately, he didn't land the job, but the restaurant gave him that brand new Xbox just because he was trying to find a loophole around, you know, trying to make the money there. So loophole, sometimes that can imply something illegal, even when it's not. But isn't smart tax planning knowing all the current laws and using them to your advantage?
I think that is the answer when we look at tax planning. The United States has one of the most complex tax systems in the world. Incomes are not all taxed the same. You have ordinary income, capital gains, dividends, interest, rents, Social Security. They're all taxed differently. And it depends on the order in which they come in. So it's a very difficult thing. As I like to say in a lot of my presentation, there's a book that was written a long time ago that almost nobody's ever really read it entirely. And that's the U.S. tax code. Why? Because it is so complex. And I hear a lot of times people say, well, Steve, rich people don't pay taxes. I said, yeah, they do. They just pay people to assist them to pay the lowest amount of taxes that are possible. And I don't think there's a problem with that. I work with a group of people that get together. And one of the things that came out in 2020 was there was a person that had over $50 million in an IRA account. Her husband had worked at a company and then his account grew. He passed away. It was now hers. That whole IRA was earmarked for the college that he graduated from. In 2020, our government, with their ready, fire, aim mentality, said, we will give you a 100% charitable deduction for all charities that you give, because the normal amount is maximum of 60%. Well, because of the pandemic, they took it up to 100. Do you know what the result was for the lady? Have the IRA send you the check for the number in excess of $50 million today.
Whoa.
And everybody goes, well, wait a minute. That's $50 million worth of taxable income. Correct. And she donated it to the university, so she got a $50 million charitable contribution deduction. So she paid almost no taxes on a $50 million gift because the government at that point put a thing in the tax code that said you could give away it all. If it wouldn't have been there and she would have died, there would have been an inheritance taxes on it. The university still wouldn't pay any taxes. So the idea of it around is as the government moves and does things, how can we take advantage of a code that's already there? Most people don't know about net unrealized appreciation. If you have highly appreciated company stock in your 401k, there's a way that you can take advantage of the IRS tax code to get that money out at a lesser tax. What about those non-deductible contributions that they used to allow us to make to our 401ks? Do you know about a backdoor Roth? Those are the things that the tax code does give us the advantage, and knowing those things is very important. People ask about Roth conversions. Is it the best thing? For some people, yes. For some people, no. But I believe reducing or eliminating taxes is the best thing that you can do for successful retirement. If you've saved over $500,000 or more, give me a call now. The strategies that we work with taxes just work better at that rate. Give me a call now. Let's talk about taxes.
For that tax analysis and finding out how you can reduce or eliminate taxes moving into retirement, 636-230-8824. 636-230-8824. Again, the website, yourmoneymatterstl.com.
Okay, single room with a queen-size bed, non-smoking. $139.50.
The ad said $99 a night.
That's before the fees.
Fees?
Yeah, the service fee, internet fee, parking fee, ice bucket fee. You might use the luggage cart.
Unexpected fees. We see them all the time. Cell phone bill, cable, and internet provider. Have you purchased a car lately? And your retirement accounts. Steve All and the All Financial Group can show you how to identify these fees and design a plan to reduce them. It's all a part of Steve's complimentary fee analysis with a deep dive into your 401k and other holdings.
Oh, forgot the free breakfast fee. Oh, and the dome over the pool fee.
More of your money can go toward your retirement and not some suit on Wall Street. Call Steve at the All Financial Group today for your complimentary fee analysis. Call 636-230-8824 or online at yourmoneymatterstl.com.
For all the women listening right now, I want you to picture a financial advisor. What do you see? It's usually an old guy in a suit. Now, you and your husband, you're meeting with said advisor. Who's he talking to? Him. That's the problem. Deanna Orff of the All Financial Group has seen this failure in the financial industry for years, and she's doing something about it. Join Deanna Wednesday, January 25th, for an exclusive women's event called Women in Wealth. It's time to talk about your 401k, your business, and your concerns about retirement in a setting where you're heard and you don't feel uncomfortable asking questions. 92% of women say they want to know more about financial planning, and this could be a great first step. This Women in Wealth event that takes place on January 25th is free, but you do need to RSVP. Call 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Or go to yourmoneymatterstl.com.
Getting Uncle Sam and Wall Street out of your pocket.
Get out of there.
Let's get back to Steve All and the All Financial Hour.
We do appreciate you spending your day with us here today. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and better yet, we always love hearing from you. What do you think about the show? What are your questions, thoughts, concerns for Steve? I know it could be a little anxiety-ridden. Think about your retirement, your financial future, but rest assured, the team is here for you. 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. The website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. How much should you withdraw from your savings in retirement? Well, new research says the ideal rate is 3.8%. That's up about a half a point from last year's recommendation. So it appears that the 4% rule is back in play. Steve, what do you think?
Well, it's one of those rules that a lot of people use as guidelines. And I adapt it a little bit and use it as a guideline. But I would say when we start to look at income planning, because that's really what we're talking about here. How am I going to take this nest egg that I've spent my life accumulating, and now I've got to decumulate it? I have to take an income from it. So the first thing that I do when I start to look at stuff is I said, let's take your fixed incomes, you know, your pensions, your Social Security. If you have annuities, take those, that fixed income, add it up. And then we look at it and say, what are our lifestyle expenses? Because that's what I want to look at. What's my lifestyle? Because that's why I'm retiring, so I can live this lifestyle. And if there's a gap between those two numbers, how would I fill that gap? And if it's a $1,000 gap, it could be an $8,000 gap, $500. I might not have a gap. So we look at this as the beginning part. But let's just say we needed $1,000 to $2,000. How do you do that to fill that gap? There's one way I can do it if somebody would like that lifestyle guaranteed. I could look at it and say, how much money would I have to set aside to create a $1,000 or $2,000, whatever that gap is, guaranteed income for the rest of the life? Yes, that's an annuity with an income rider attached to it. That's guaranteed by the insurance company. That's one way I can do it. I can set aside money. Second way I can do it, like the 4% rule that they talk about, I set enough of my, quote, investment assets aside, and I take a, I don't care if it's 4%, 3.5, 3.8, whatever it is, 4%. I usually suggest that we take at least 2, maybe 2.5 years of additional money to set that in there with it, because we might have, you know, a 2000 to 2002 or a 2007 to 2009, where I really don't want to take money out of a decreasing asset. It will erode faster. So that's another way you can do it. 4% rule, add a couple years to it. Then another way that you can do it with a a dividend paying stock basket. You can do it with bonds, you know. And when I look at that, and my recommendation for most people is, if you take those three different ways to get that income, which ones do you have to put the least amount of money into? And a lot of time, well, people will look at me and say, Steve, but if I put it in the fixed index annuity, it's illiquid. And I say, yeah, but if I'm going to get a 4-5% return off of my stocks, that's illiquid also. I can't pull $200,000 to $300,000 out of that. If I do, it's going to reduce the amount of income that I'll make. The exact same thing if I'm using the 4% rule and I'm setting a basket in there and pulling out money from it. So all three of those are illiquid. You know, yes, I have a few more strings on the annuity, but I really can't spend it if I want it to be there in the future. So the idea that I look at is, we need information around how much money do we need? How much money do you need? And I call that the income plan. So if you're concerned about how you're going to get money out of your retirement nest egg, give us a call now. Ask for the income plan. You know, if you got $500,000 or more in investable assets, give me a call now. Our planning process will walk you through what I call the five pillars of retirement. One, income planning, what we're just talking about. Risk reward. Am I getting the return that I need for the amount of risk that I'm taking? What about legacy planning? Long-term care, that thing that a lot of people forget about. And then also the most important one, in my opinion, is taxes. Reducing or eliminating taxes is the best thing you can do for successful retirement. If you saved more than $500,000 investable assets, give my team a call now. The power of Roth conversions and tax planning really shines through for those that have more than $500,000 or more in assets.
And this really gives you an opportunity to take control of your financial future. And like you said there, the power that this has. 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. And of course, that website, yourmoneymattersstl.com. And Steve, talking about just getting the information out there and educating our listeners, you have a really great event coming up, or I guess Deanna does in your office, mm-hmm. for Women in Wealth on January 25th. Give me all the details.
Deanna Orff, an advisor that's been with me for almost 5 years now, does a fantastic presentation called Women in Wealth. What it does is it's ladies, we're going to invite you to come and we're going to say, bring a friend. We're going to ask that you leave the spouse at home if you still have one, you know, because it's an event driven for and produced for women. Starts at 6 o'clock. It's the Lodge of De Pere. Deanna is a certified financial planner, so she knows what she's going on and does an absolutely wonderful job presenting in a way that everybody is comfortable with. And that's when I built my team. I needed a female advisor in my office because we can sit down and I know, because I've been married for almost 40 years, that sometimes my wife and I don't communicate with the exact same language. Mm-hmm. So if ladies, you bring a friend, it's January the 25th, Lodge de Pere in De Pere, and it starts at 6 o'clock. Love to see you there.
If you'd like more information or would like to RSVP to attend, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. Again, the Women in Wealth workshop coming up on January 25th. The government estimates that someone turning 65 today faces a 70% chance of needing some type of long-term care services in their remaining years. Yet financial blogger Debbie Bloyd says that a lot of people, they just don't plan for it.
People say, you know, all the time, I don't need long-term care. I'm going to die healthy. Guys, you don't die healthy. That's not a thing. I know nobody likes to talk about when they're going to pass, but everybody needs help in the end, usually. You may need a year, you may need a year and a half, but that can really drain your IRAs, your money markets. Some people have to sell their homes to afford someone to come in and take care of them, or to have their family members have to quit their jobs to move in and take care of mom and dad.
Lots of great points there. And buying long-term care insurance late in life is super, super expensive. Steve, is there other options that we can consider?
There are different ways to start to look at that long-term care exposure. And it is important to me. It's the reason why I'm in the industry. I was taking care of corporate people. And, you know, when my mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, they didn't really have a plan. My father had dealt with brokers throughout his entire lifetime. They sold him investments, but there was really no planning. So my parents' long-term care plan was, what asset are we going to sell to keep mom in the nursing home? Mm. That was the long-term care plan. And I looked at it and I said, Steve, you're helping business executives and you're not helping people like your parents. Why? And that's when I made the decision to shift to the, quote, retail side or the individual investors. Long-term care. Everybody's got a plan right now. I mean, I say that in my presentations. If you're driving a car, don't close your eyes. But I say, just close your eyes. Look at your balance sheet and circle the asset you're going to sell first, because that's what we had to do for my father. Long-term care insurance can be very expensive. If you need it, it's one of the most inexpensive insurance policies you can buy. If you don't need it, it can be one of the most expensive. I just believe that our industry's done a bad job because we sell it in what we call Cadillac plans. Cover everything, and it might not be needed. There are annuities out there that have enhanced benefit riders. If you do not qualify for life insurance or long-term care insurance, there are annuities out there that, if you can't do those activities of daily living, kick in an enhanced benefit. Personally, for myself, I like the indexed universal life if somebody can qualify for life insurance, because then it goes almost three purposes. One, I can take an income from it that's not taxed. I can, if I can't do those activities of daily living, I could activate the chronic illness rider and use a portion of my death benefit to pay for coverage. And if I don't do either one of those and I never need it, I can promise you I will pass away one day and it will have a tax-free death benefit to my children. So it's a wonderful tool. If you're not covered for long-term care, give us a call right now. Let myself and my team walk you through where we talk about legacy planning and long-term care planning. Give us a call right now.
It's all about going through those pillars and putting together that comprehensive retirement plan. 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. The website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. As always, Steve, you'd like to close it out with a quote. What do you have today?
Yeah, Monday's Martin Luther King, you know, the holiday. So I went with the Martin Luther King quote today. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. And again, that's from Martin Luther King Jr.
Beautiful. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed by Steve All and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendation appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it is suitable for your specific situation. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to subject covered. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claimings paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Brookstone.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. BWA and the All Financial Group are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BWA, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.